Hello and welcome to a podcast brought to you by The Religion of Aston Villa.
We're a social media account on Twitter and Facebook that wants to get our voices out there and heard, so please join us. Hello, guys, and welcome to another podcast. Unfortunately, as we kind of talked about in the preview, the game was postponed for COVID. So we didn't want to leave it another week or so because obviously we don't know what's going to happen going forth now. So there might not be a preview until we know what's definitely going to happen, you know, if a game's going to go ahead. But if a game does go ahead, we will review it. As always, but like I said, this might be the last one for a little bit, just so we know what's happening with COVID. But if it doesn't go ahead, we will do another game, something similar to this. So this is the three-player challenge. Now, we've done one before. We did one, I think, at the start of the year. And basically, it's sign three, sell three, keep three, return three. And there is a bonus round this time round. So you've got to sign three players, realistically, sell three players, keep three. So the three players that you deem unsellable, you won't want to sell at any price, and return three. Anybody that's pulled on the claret and blue, you can bring them back. I am joined with Callum, and it is his first time. So we will go slow and easy. The last time I did, we were Gary. But like I say, if you're going to play at home, you can do. We're going to do it slowly, so you can, you know, keep up to see if you've got the same as us or if yours is different. Happy to drop us a direct message on Twitter or Facebook with your listing and see if it's different to ours. So the first category is sign three. So we'll take it in turns, doing a name each and see where we go and just give your, you know, reason behind why you picked them. So what is your first signed player?
The first player that I'm going to choose is Bissouma from Brighton. Another man for the midfield, which, you know, a box-to-box type midfield. And I know probably people will say, oh, it's not an issue right now with Ramsey playing that position. And I, you know, respect that to some sorts. You know, he's doing very well. But Bissouma has 1 or 2 years of Premier League experience. I mean, yes, he's had a dodgy summer with what happened behind the scenes. But, you know, he's a very good midfielder at the end of the day with a very good engine. He got linked with moves to Liverpool and I think Arsenal at the end of last season. And for someone who, you know, you're looking at the same price for James Ward-Prowse, I can see more, you know, reasons why to get him than to not get him. 25, so he could easily have 6 more years or, you know, 2 years and have resale value and more. So, you know, to have someone exactly like, you know, a John McGinn in the midfield, to have two of him would be fantastic. And I don't think it would be that, you know, you wouldn't get in the way of many players. You know, Luiz could easily go back into that holding role, which we've seen him do last game, and you've got Nakamba there. Obviously, another area that we'd have to look at is defensive midfield, but for my first one, it's Bissouma from Brighton for centre midfield.
To be fair, he was in my short list. Like, he was somebody that was on and off my list when I was doing this. He's a very good player. To counteract that, my first pick is probably going to be in a few lists of people listening, is James Ward-Prowse. I heard you mention him, but I do think he's something we're missing. We're missing that link between the front and the midfield. Somebody who can get the ball moving forward. Obviously, we know we can take a set piece. And I think he's a very exciting player. Also, I know he's on a new deal, which, you know, might say, oh, he's a bit unrealistic because he's just on a new deal. Yeah, well, Grealish on a new deal. And he left 12 months later with a clause in his contract. Have a guess who's Ward-Prowse's agent is. Yep, it's the same. Yeah, it's the same. It's Barnett, which is the same as Grealish. So I would not be shocked to see there being a clause in his contract for him to leave. Like I say, he is 27 at the minute, but he is, you know, like he's into like he's at the peak of his career now. It's kind of like a make or break move, really. Like, you know, but when you start going to 29, 30, you don't really see people move to big clubs. I'm not saying that he can't, but you don't really see it. Southampton are a poor side. Let's not beat around the bush. You know, they are very reliant on him. I'd like to see him move because he's a top player. You know, he's on the cusp of England, which a lot of our players are, and also gets to play under arguably England's best ever midfielder, or, you know, one of, if you want to put it like that. So Ward-Prowse is my first pick. What is your second pick?
This time I'm going to go further up the pitch and go into a wide area. And I'm going to go in for Mikel Damsgaard from Sampdoria. A 21-year-old left-sided winger. Had a brilliant was it Euros just gone. You know, his market value has been increasing all the time, currently valued at £18 million with Sampdoria. His numbers this season haven't been great, but, you know, he's experienced in international, you know, level. He's got, well, by the end of the season, he'll have 2 years left on his contract. He's signed with Nike, so, you know, he's got a bit of a brand behind him. Someone who can definitely, has got the potential to grow into a very, very good wide player. And he's trying to get his goals there and his goal involvement, which has increased over the last three seasons dramatically. And I think that's helped due to Denmark's performances in international competitions. So, you know, I think a very bright spark. You'd probably say you'd be an old Ashley Young without the goals and assists to match right now, but he's that kind of player. He's explosive. He can create things out of nothing, and I just think it's an area that we would like, well, which we need to improve on, because there's quite a lot of meh players in that position right now. So if we, I would be happy to get Damsgaard, and I think for around, again, the same price I said for Bissouma, £30 million, you'd probably look at for a decent deal. You could probably strike a deal less than that, to be honest, with Sampdoria. So, yeah, I'll go for him.
That's a decent pick, that is, to be fair. I forgot all about him. That's a, oh, yeah, fair enough. The one I picked is, it's probably a bit left field, but I'll give my reason. It is the left back, Lucas Digne from Everton. We need a new left back. I think he's been Everton's best player for a while now. I know a lot of people talk about Richarlison, but I think he's been superb. He's only 28, but he feels like he's getting pushed out the door because the Everton have signed a new left back. I don't understand, unless there's been an issue between Benitez and Digne. I don't understand why you need a new left back. There's been a lot of link to Newcastle and Leicester, but I would be all over that. I think he's a huge upgrade on Target. I think he's superb. He's brilliant going forward, defending. Brilliant. Knows the league inside out. Been here a long time now. So Lewis Digney's mine. Like I say, I feel like he's a bit left wing, but yeah, I think he's available. I think we should just go get that deal done.
Fair enough.
What's your final sign?
This is probably the toughest one to figure out where we'd need, really. Because I think you'd be really looking at more of a backup in certain places, really. So it was a tough call, you know, for backup at right back, centre back, for goalkeeper as well. I was even very, very close to even saying about Connor Cody. But, you know, I don't think he'd take, you know, coming in from a regular starting role and be captain to being, you know, some sort of squad player. So I can. It's been a tough one, and it's that tough. I don't think I can pick one, to be honest. I don't think we need much right now if we're going to save for the January window. So I'm going to leave it with two players, unless I can think of one before you do yours.
Fair enough. Okay. My final pick is a winger. I wouldn't say he's unrealistic, but I think he'll take good money to get him. Reason being is he's been out on loan in 18 to 19 in the Midlands. So if anybody can guess who it is, I'd be quite impressed. And he's on the cusp again of breaking into England like Ward-Prowse, and that's Harvey Barnes. I think he's absolutely phenomenal. I think he's something we miss. I know we've got a lot of wingers. So you can probably guess what majority is of my cell three is going to be. I think he'd be absolutely phenomenal. I think he's something that's missing on our wings because, like I say, we are, I wouldn't say reliant on Bailey, but, you know, we need him to come good to start getting those goals from out wide. And I just think, you know, he's explosive. And I think he's just something a bit different to what we've got. And I think having him on one side, Bailey on the other, Buendia through the middle, I think that adds a lot of quality and goals as well. Have you thought of your final one? Or are we going to move on?
We're going to move on because I've just made my team and I like it. So we're going to move on.
Okay. The next one is cell three. So the three players, we'll take it in turns again. The three players you'd sell. So what is your first?
I'm going to start up with a player that's been with us for a long time. Someone who's not going to get in the first team now. Can you guess who it is yet?
Probably
someone who's being rivaled by 19 and 20-year-olds already for his position, and someone who is already being outperformed by, you know, someone 3 years younger than him. And that person is, we need to sell, Keenan Davis.
Yeah, same as me, completely. I think our three might be the same here, but we'll see. So, yeah, that's mine as well. I'll let you go for the next one because it's the same.
Now, there's quite a few players that I looked at, especially people out on loan, that were definitely not going to get back into the first team. So that you had the people like Vasilev, Wesley, Harahan, you could possibly even say Gilbert, even though I like him a lot, Klazenic as well. But if you think about, I mean, Nakamba probably 3 months ago or, you know, 2 months ago would have been in the running for, you know, someone to be sold. But currently right now, if you're going to go off recent form and under Gerrard, I wouldn't sell him. So I don't know, there's a lot of talk about, Traore getting sold. The person I'm going to say... it won't be someone out on loan. It's someone that's going to be in the squad. Is going to be El Ghazi.
Oh, to be fair, I've got El Ghazi as well. I don't think he's good enough. I think he's 1 in 10. Maybe 1 in 8.
He's such a hot and cold player, and he'll have that one good game, but it's not frequent enough.
Yeah, exactly that. Like I say, he's 1 in 10, 1 in 8 at the best, and then he disappears, and he's nothing again. And he's been a good player. He's been around for a while now. You know, he's served the club well. Do you know what I mean? He's not been terrible. Like I say, I don't think we paid a lot of money for him when we come up. But you know, he's not been that bad. I think he was more of an owner signing when we had that little link with Mendes, and the owner started, like, dealing with him a little bit, and we took El Ghazi in, who was a Mendes client. But yeah, I don't think he's been a terrible player for us over the years. But yeah, I think we've just moved on. What is your third then? Seeing how we're tied up at the moment.
Really between two players for me right now. One player who keeps trying to get back into the first team. And that player is Courtney House. I've never been a fan of Courtney House's ever since he signed for us. Obviously, he's had a few good games, and you know, recently he took 3 points away from Old Trafford with the header from the corner. But it's always been a centre back who has never been good on the ball. Whenever House has played and he is, you know, under pressure or, you know, on the ball, it's always, I've felt always anxious by his decisions and, you know, his he's just his aura about him, really. And he, you know, people mark out Mings for mistakes. I'm pretty sure you could label a lot of mistakes that House has made, you know. And the other one would have been Jed Steer, you know, a brilliant servant to the club, to say that he's not played many times. I mean, yes, he's had injuries in the past. And, you know, the only good thing you can say about Steer is that he's had some good cup games, and then he got us to the playoff final with the penalties. And that's all he'll be remembered for. It will be for that penalty shootout, nothing more. He's always been a number two or number three at best, even when we had, you know, the likes of Mark Bunn and Gallini in and all those kind of dross goalkeepers. I think he even goes back to, you know, Brad Guzan kind of times. But I think we need someone more in a backup role to push on Martinez. Obviously, he's a great number two, but to where we're going, we need a number two that's, you know, on the cusp of being a Martinez, not, you know, a decent championship goalkeeper at best, you know. Obviously, we've got some good young goalkeepers coming through, so maybe they could take a leap up. So I'll put Steer and House on the chopping block there, really.
I've gone Kalinic. Reason being is I was excited to see him come in. He was Smith's first signing, I believe. And it's just not worked out. And he's just been absolutely dreadful. Tried to sign him. Remy Gard tried to bring him in and got turned down by a work permit and all those issues. Finally get him in a few years later. Well, many years later. And he's been awful. And he's just... I can imagine being on decent money, being at the time, I'm sure he was... Croatia's number one as well, so he's probably on a fair whack, and yeah, just not worked at all. So I'd sell him just to get the monies, you know, back into the club and off him. The next category is the keep three. So the three players you would not sell at any cost, if possible.
I've got five.
All right, well, that's definitely more than three, but okay, I'll let you have three, and then you can do a little mention of the other two.
It would have been a lot more, but I've been able to work my way around our system, how we've worked it. So, so I'm going to start off with Martinez. You just can't. We've not had a good keeper like this since, you know, you're talking maybe Brad Fried or, you know, that one season that Brad Guzan had, a, you know, blinder. He's kept 20 clean sheets in 54 appearances, which is brilliant. Single-handedly probably kept us up. Single-handedly wins us points by himself. There is no better goalkeeper that we've had probably this decade. Oh, I can't say that anymore, can I? Since 2000... you know, the last keeper I would have to say would be, you know, Bosnich or Schmeichel. And that's going a long way back. So, you know, that's my first player.
Same. I would probably say he's the best keeper in my lifetime following Villa. I think he's better than Bosnich. Bosnich was my all-time favourite keeper up until recently. And that's because of Martinez. Martinez is now my favourite keeper. Since I've supported Villa. So I know there's going to be people out there going to say, you know, 1982 and all that. Obviously, I wasn't born, so I can't go that far. But Bosnich was my first keeper as a Villa fan, and he was my first, one of my first favourite players. But Martinez is now, for me, the best keeper I've seen in a Villa shirt. What's your second?
My second one is... Well, I'll go with the one the fans will want more than what I'd say. And that's going to be Ezri Konsa. You know, a rock at the back. You know, to say that he's 24, a long way to go in his career right now. He's on the cusp of getting an England call-up or, you know, changing nationalities to be Portuguese. He's everyone thinks that he's, you know, much better than Tyrone Mings, but I currently don't think so. But he has the capability of becoming the next Tyrone Mings. You know, he's got the best. I think those two partnership is going to be like our Larsson and Melberg of, you know, the past. There are two brick walls. They'll both put the bodies on the line. And, you know, with Konsa being 4 years younger than Mings, he's got 4 years to develop that one aspect of his game that he needs to improve on, and that's his communication and his leadership. So, but, you know, if he does get an England call-up, that'll put 10 million onto his, you know, his transfer market. Not transfer market, his transfer value. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's the Melberg Larsson of our current squad.
I went with his partner. I went with Mings. And probably before Gerrard come in, I'd been slated for that because Konsa was the better centre-half. But I think Mings has been phenomenal since Gerrard's come in. And if you look at it, since he come on loan to us to now, he's probably been the best centre-half we've had in a very long time. I just think his leadership skills now have just gone to another level. We can't cope with it. We've noticed when he got dropped what it was like. There's no communication. And communication now is as big a part of the game as putting in a tackle. And he's phenomenal at that. And he's played for England many times now, pretty much an England international regular. So yeah, I've gone for his partner Mings, but I wouldn't disagree with Konsa, to be fair. And your final?
My final one, obviously I've got three players to pick for this final one, but I'm going to go with Watkins. Probably the hardest working striker that we've had at the club for a very long time. You can't label him as a target man. So you've got to, you know, if we're going to go off football manager terms, he's either going to be a poacher or, you know, a pressing forward. So one of the most hard-working strikers I've seen at the club. He works his socks off for the team. You know, possibly one area to improve would be his goal scoring. But, you know, 25, England international, possibly was a bit too much for him, 28, 30. 3 million, but you know, I think there was already links to him being wanted by Liverpool. So you know, the only way is up for him, and if he keeps it up, and you know, that's the one thing that got him into the England squad was his work rate off the ball and his pressing. So you know, another player that I think if we were to lose, we would seriously struggle. And I'll give a mention to my other two at this point. It would have been Mings, who you chose, so you know, we're on the same wavelength there. And the other one would be Cash, because again, you'd say he's been the best right back since, you know, you probably wouldn't be able to say that. So yeah, the Watkins would be my final one, but my two honourable mentions would have been Mings and Cash.
Watkins as well, everything you've said, we press from the front. He's a huge reason how we play. Yeah, and he's super. Like I said, I'd like to see him add a few more goals to his game, but genuinely, he's so good, so young, got so much left in the tank, pretty much dies for leaves everything on the pitch every game, dies for the shirt, because that's just the way he is. He just works hard, and I think the fans appreciate that. The final category is return three. So three players who've pulled on the claret and blue. Who are you? What's your first pick?
Now, I've not gone back too far in all of these selections.
Me either.
So the first one, obviously, I looked at places that we would need to improve for the current squad. And my first pick is Jordan Amavi.
Oh, he was genuinely in and out of my team a while. So, yeah, I'll get that one. Wow. Okay. I'm glad I didn't go that way now, just to mix it up a little. My first return then, seeing we're talking about defenders. As you know, I've picked Digne. So when we build our 11, obviously that's my left back. So I can see why you've gone. I was wondering why you didn't go for a left back, but there you go. My first one is Melberg. He will always be my return three. He is an idol of mine. Absolutely love the man. And I think sitting next to Mings, that is just some powerhouse. There's nothing getting through that. I don't even care. It is so good. And I just think he was probably the best centre-half I've seen in Claret and Blue. I know Larsson's there as well, but obviously he had his injuries. But yeah, Melberg, I don't think I need to give any reasons why, really. Next one.
Moving slightly more up the pitch to a holding midfielder in Idrissa Gueye again.
Oh, okay. You're going to roll down that Sherwood, all the Sherwood players so far. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see why. That's a good signing, that is. I'd take him back now. He's doing really well. Mine is Grealish. I think we need to take him back. If we could, we miss him. I know we've moved on as a club and all that, but if he was available now, I don't think there's any Villa fan out there who would not take him back. You know, I know we do all this calling him Joe and all that, and I get it, and still disappointed with him leaving. But if he's just going by building my 11, probably the best player to ever pull on a Villa shirt, as in, you know, ability wise. So yeah, I won't hold a grudge too much. So Grealish. And your final one.
It's funny how you talked about Sherwood, because I think my last one is about Sherwood as well. It's
just dead.
It's Jordan Veretout.
Oh, okay. Decent midfielder. Mine is a little bit further back. He probably played against Sherwood, maybe. And that's Juan Pablo Hangel. My favourite, one of my favourite Villa players. So good in the air. Phenomenal. I was cross between him and Benteke, because Benteke is doing really well again now. But then I just thought, nah, the man in the white band, headband's got to be the one. So Hangel is my final one. Now we build our 11 with the players we've picked and returned and bought. And obviously there's two places left. So from that, can you give me your starting 11, please?
So the 11 that I've got written down in front of me is Martinez in goal.
Yeah.
The back four of Cash, Conser, Mings and Amavi.
Oh, okay.
With a middle three of Idrissa Gueye, Bissouma and Veretout. And a front three of Damsgaard, Watkins and Bailey.
That's decent, to be fair. Can't really argue with that. But I will argue, and this is mine. Martinez, Cash, Melberg, Mings, Digne, Harvey Barnes, Ward-Prowse, McGinn, Grealish, and a front two of Watkins and Juan Pablo Hangel. Just in front of Watkins there. Just before we go, there is one added round this time, and it is the bonus round. Basically, you've got to Gerrard's at the sack. I don't want to wish that, obviously, and you've got to replace him with a current Premier League manager. Being realistic, who would you take and why?
Well, there's obviously not many to choose from, but if you go through the list and you've got to say, obviously, realistic. There's not many options, you know. Arteta, you probably won't say. Tuchel. If we were to take the next step, I think you're looking at maybe a Moyes, maybe a Rodgers, and even possibly a Thomas Frank. You know, with the job that he's doing at Brentford this season, doing, you know, fantastically well. So if it was to, if we were to get Europe, or, you know, the Conference Europe or whatever the hell it is this year, I would like us to go and get Brendan Rodgers.
That is the same as mine, to be fair. I did write Moyes, but I'm just having flashbacks of Route 1 football at Everton again. So it was between Moyes and Rodgers. So I've gone Rodgers too. I think he plays good football. I think he's maybe needing a... I think he's dropped a little with Leicester. So I'm not going to say that he's not a good manager, because he's not. But, you know, they was fighting top four. Now they've kind of slipped away a little bit. So maybe a new challenge. So I would have gone Rodgers too. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. Like I said, this is the last one until we know what's happening with COVID. If, you know, the next game goes ahead, we will do a preview as always. If it comes out late that I'm going to play it, then we will just review it and then carry on doing the previews and reviews leading up to the January window. Otherwise, if the games are postponed, we'll keep doing some little games like this. We have got the Media Madnesses coming back, which Callum hasn't done one yet, so that's going to be interesting. See how he gets on. And then we've got the January window. So, you know, where there's always new things going out, you know, new rumours, people coming, people going. And if anything does happen, if, for instance, like the Everton one, where obviously I picked Digne, if we do sign somebody early, we will do a podcast on anybody coming in before the window opens, like Everton have just done. So you won't, this isn't the last of us. Like I say, we're just all in a bit in the unclear at the minute with COVID. So as soon as we know what's happening, we'll be back on it. But obviously, like I say, if there isn't any games playing, we will make something up just to work, so you can listen to us talk rubbish as always. So thank you guys for listening, and see you soon.